WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement in the murder of a Texas A&M student that took place in her College Station apartment in September of last year. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says the family of the victim was in agreement with the 50-year sentence.
The victim in the case, her mother, got a chance to speak and do a victim impact statement today, and it was very powerful as she talked about why this has essentially crushed her family, and it was her firstborn daughter, it was her firstborn child, and it was her daughter, and how she was the light of her life.
Parsons says Victor Garcia Loyo admitted to shooting the victim, senior Mary Carmen Octaviano, multiple times in the head after she told him she wanted to see other people. The DA also says Loyo will be handed over to immigration officials after serving the murder sentence. A College Station man is in jail for the fourth time in the last 12 months. 26-year-old Johnny Roman was arrested by College Station police on charges of breaking into six vehicles and taking more than $20,000 in property. According to the arrest reports, the burglaries were all at different locations and forced entry was made into two of the six vehicles. Five of the six burglaries took place the night of October 23rd, which is when Roman's vehicle was stopped by a DPS trooper. $7,500 of property was recovered during the traffic stop. Roman, who was booked in the Brazos County Jail on Tuesday, is held on bonds from the new charges totaling $70,000. His previous arrests, according to online records, includes weapons charges and drug possession. The U.S. House has approved a bipartisan measure requiring lawmakers and staff to take annual anti-harassment training.
At this point, based on what we know now, some 2 to 3 weeks later, I don't think it's enough, but it's a start.
Congressman Bill Flores on our show says it's time to open the books from the fund that has paid harassment settlements on Capitol Hill.
And disclose the amounts of money and then also the member of Congress who was responsible for that money being spent.
The U.S. Senate previously approved a similar measure applying to its members and aides. Co-workers of a veteran College Station school district administrator have started an online fundraiser. An assistant principal at College View High School, Ronnie Helm, is third in line to get a kidney transplant.
I'm blessed to have all the support that I'm getting, and yes, I'm very surprised.
College View instructor Lori Rath is in charge of the fundraiser at youcaring.com.
It's been really cool seeing all the support coming from, you know, blasts from the past, as he calls it, some names that came through that, you know, he hadn't talked to in a long time.
A link to the fundraiser can be found at WTAW.com. A big check in size and amount will boost Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels campaign. The general manager of Barker's Heating and Cooling, Philip Burleson, presented a $5,000 check on our show.
That is just one of the big things that we like to give to so that, you know, families can have that, kids can have that, those memories.
You can adopt Angels at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station. Monetary donations are also accepted online at MyChristmasAngels.com, where all the money goes towards gifts for children and special needs adults. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Caring Transitions, Core Performance, and we're talking diets and micro resolutions you need to make now. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 6:10. It's Thursday. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, we've got a little bit of weather for you. This is sponsored by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Bright sunshine today should help with our temperatures. We're a little cool out there this morning, but with all that sunshine, we'll get to 70 to 75 later today. Should be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. High pressure remains relatively strong over the area. Highs near 70. Tomorrow night clear, a low of 50 to 55. With mostly sunny conditions on Saturday. High Saturday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie Women's Hoops was back in action again last night and again got a big win. Enriel Howard with 23 points to go along with 13 rebounds. She had a pretty good night last night.
Definitely yesterday wasn't my shooting night. I just came in more focused than I was, and I knew that this was a really good team, and I had to help my team out in order to get the win.
Andrea a little bashful this morning. She's a little reluctant to talk about herself, but she had a really good performance last night. We'll talk about that, as well as the Aggie men will be back at home this evening. UT Rio Grande Valley coming to town. Anytime the Vaqueros come to town, it's a big matchup.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about that, as well as some more on the college coaching carousel and the NBA. All that and more coming up at sports.
All right, now, Chelsea, are you going to get better? What's going on here?
I'm trying. I'm taking medicine. I'm doing things. I'm resting. I'm sleeping. I promise.
I thought you had made some big gains yesterday. You sounded a lot better, and now you're reversing back.
Well, it's also right first thing in the morning. It starts to sound better as the day goes on.
Okay.
And so,
gotcha. Yeah. I understand.
I'm trying. I promise.
I understand. Well, our show is so packed today. I don't want to sound like Cliff Howard, because his are usually an abysmal disappointment.
Right.
But it's true.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, but we have so much stuff that we have to get to.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. we have Bigfoot news.
Ooh, Bigfoot news.
Yep, we have the most popular names for boys and girls, so because, after all, you want to name your child based on what other people are naming their children.
Of course,
right?
Yes, right.
You just do that and then spell it some silly way, which causes problems for them the rest of their life. And then there is this. I mean, I thought this was fake news, but apparently not. Jim Beam is advertising a new smart decanter that answers your questions and pours you a drink on command.
What?
Yeah, I know. And you can order it.
Oh.
So,
how much?
Well, okay, here we go. Here, I got a commercial for the thing.
Okay. Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
At Jim Beam, we're proud to continue making history with the latest in cutting-edge bourbon technology. Introducing Jim, a breakthrough smart decanter, engineered with more than 200 years of bourbon know-how and a hint of Kentucky charm. Each Jim device includes a sleek compartment for bourbon storage and unique intelligence that answers some of life's most pressing questions.
Hey, Jim, what's the best way to drink bourbon?
Any damn way you please.
The first of its kind voice assistant, yeah, built with America's native spirit in mind, Jim is the ultimate addition to any home bar.
Hey, Jim, what's the weather today?
I have no idea, but I do know it's the perfect weather to enjoy bourbon.
He can't order you a cab to Cupertino, but at Jim Beam, we believe he's the most important decanter ever created for one simple reason.
Hey, Jim, pour me a drink.
Time to make history.
Hey, Jim, thanks.
The pleasure is mine.
Jim, the world's most intelligent decanter from the world's least artificial bourbon. Available at jimbeam.com.
It's $35.
Oh, really? That's it?
It's got a little spigot, and, you know, you put your glass under there, I guess, and it gives you the shot. And, yeah, you can order it on their website. That's Fred Noe. Fred Noe is the seventh-generation master distiller.
Okay.
Who's the voice.
The voice.
The best part is you don't have to put Jim Beam in it.
Oh,
good point.
Can put something better.
So I don't know. If it's a joke, if it's fake news, then I fell for it. But I mean,
yeah.
I think if you go to their website,
maybe it's just in time for the holidays. I'm sure everybody knows has a dad, maybe a drunk uncle.
Yeah, could
who
be
would
that.
Who would appreciate this?
Oh, just saying.
All You're right. welcome.
Yeah, and we have. Oh, that's the other thing. Then we have more bad news for Glitter. We have that today.
Ugh.
And Glitter is in trouble.
Glitter is in trouble.
You know, Volvo has a car subscription service, and they're coming up with a new cheese at Pizza Hut.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. It's just,
new and improved cheese.
Yeah. It's not anything you need to actually survive today, but at least it'll get you off to a good start. That's what we're here for, you know.
Info.
Mission. Love me some cheese. I mean, is it like
moose cheese?
Yeah.
It's sad cheese. It's almost
sad cheese.
It's almost political cheese. Yeah. But fortunately, they're not starting it in U.S. America. They're starting it in England.
I am intrigued, sir. So color me intrigued.
Maybe it'll have fluoride for their teeth. It could help there.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey, if you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me, Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rented in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. There you go. It's 6:17. Okay, it's Thursday, and we've got today is actually Computer Security Day. Yeah, right. Yeah, I know you want to feel like your computer is secure,
but it's probably not.
And again, we'll have another story today. One of the fastest selling items out there is giving up. It gives up all your security at home.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Nice.
Stay home because you're well day.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Well, we can't really say that for Chelsea.
No. National Mason Jar Day.
Oh.
Yeah, got that happening.
Speaking of drinking, Jim Beam.
That's right, exactly. National Moose Day. That's not with the double O, it's with the double S. You know,
okay.
Eat that moose.
The dessert stuff.
Exactly. And 25 shopping days until Christmas.
Oh.
And we got 32 days left in the year.
Oh, yay.
And we have birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We've actually got a lot of good ones today. Callie Cuoco is turning 32. Uh-huh. Plays Penny on The Big Bang Theory. I'm a fan.
She's I am,
rich.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
rich. And
she's
like one of the least paid ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And newly single. So
oh, right?
there you
oh,
go. Yeah,
right.
yeah, newly single. Chrissy Teigen is turning 32 today.
Oh, okay.
Of course, she's married to John Legend,
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
is
yep.
famous for some reason. I guess because she's a model.
Yep,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, model. And she has lip sync battle.
Yeah, and she posts funny stuff that's
yep,
on.
Yeah,
but
she's
they keep,
pretty honest.
They literally keep coming up with new shows that are exactly the same, like lip sync battle and rap battle and all this other stuff, and it's just. The same stuff over and over again. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Alicia Cuthbert is turning 35. Now, she played Kiefer Sutherland's daughter on 24.
Played.
Played.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Right?
Yeah. She was also an old school The ranch. There you go. Clay Aiken is turning 39 today.
Whatever happened to him?
Great question.
Well, yeah. Christmas time's coming around. He's got some good Christmas songs,
okay.
I think.
All so right. He was on one of those singing shows.
He was on American Idol.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
There you go. Amy Ryan's turning 48. Now she played Holly Flax on The Office.
Oh yeah.
So she's turning 48 today. Ben Stiller is turning 52 today. Really funny guy. And then he started trying to do serious stuff, and it just doesn't work.
Right.
Ryan Murphy is 52. Now, he created Scream Queens, American Horror Story, Glee, and Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
So that's a lot
that
of shows.
A
lot of weird shows, too. And, well, Glee and American Horror Story, that just doesn't seem like it should go together.
I know.
But
yeah,
apparently it does. Bo Jackson is turning 55, arguably the greatest athlete of all time around.
You've seen the 30 for 30, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yep.
And if you haven't, this guy, he really was.
Just stinks that he got hurt. Mandy Patinkin is turning 65 today. Now, he was the guy from The Princess Bride and Inigo Montoya.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's on Homeland now.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Oh, there he is.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Boom.
That was on last week. I only had about time to watch about 15 minutes of it, but I did. The son, where they're sword fighting on the rock and they switch hands. And what a great movie.
I hate to kill you, but I must.
It is a great movie. Anyway.
Billy Idol is turning 62 today. That's what I tell myself every morning.
Yeah.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Not what I tell myself every morning.
I went to a Billy Idol concert.
Really?
On purpose, yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
How was it?
You didn't like it?
Well, I didn't. It was the radio station I was working for in Beaumont, and they had a room there at the arena that we could use for guests, and Alabama was coming, and the Beaumont Civic Center is what it was called, and that was my client, and so I needed to go up and see what the room was like during a concert.
Oh.
And the concert happened to be Billy Idol. I didn't stay for the whole show.
Oh.
Okay.
But the people there loved it, I'm sure.
Party pooper.
Yeah,
Ridley Scott is turning 80 today.
Wow.
Alien, Gladiator, Blade Runner. Man, lots of stuff. And G. Gordon Liddy is turning 87 today.
He used to be on our radio station.
Really?
G. Gordon Liddy program. Yeah, he was all right. David Mamet, you may not know him, but if you ever see a movie called Glengarry Glen Ross, he's the guy who wrote that. He's pretty good.
Gotcha.
And Paul Stuckey, who is the Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary, is 80 today. You got Bill Walsh passed away, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know. It says here.
Oh, yeah, he did. He
just did.
Okay. He passed away in 07, so a
okay.
couple of years
just
ago.
Did. We missed that.
Just
a couple of years
10
ago.
10 years ago.
622. Right.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, CNN recently announced fake news that they would not attend this year's White House Christmas party in protest of Donald Trump's attacks against the fake news network. Quote, CNN will not be attending this year's White House Christmas party, according to a CNN spokesperson. In light of the president's continued attacks on freedom of the press and CNN, we do not feel it is appropriate to celebrate with him as his invited guest. We will send a White House reporting team to the event and will report on it if news warrants. I think the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, said it best when she responded to the news with a tweet, "Oh, Christmas comes early. Finally, good news from CNN." That's awesome. Couldn't agree more.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, getting a good night's sleep is easier said than done, especially if you hear a noise downstairs while you're trying to sleep. Now, you could sleep with one eye open, or you can do what I do, and that's rest easy knowing that your home, your family are protected with SimpliSafe Home Security. Now, each SimpliSafe system is a complete security arsenal. Now, they have motion sensors, glass break sensors, entry sensors. They have high-definition security cameras and everything you need to keep your family safe.
Safe. Now, if you order Simply Safe online, it only takes minutes, and you'll have it on your doorstep this week, and you can set it up in under an hour. No tools, no banging, no hard wiring. Open up a box, plug it in, and you will be protected with professional home security 24/7. And with Simply Safe, there's no installation fee, there's no contract, there's no hidden fee. You get 24/7 professional monitoring. It's only $14.99 a month. So get Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeHannity.com. SimplySafeHannity.com. You get a special 10% discount when you order today. That's SimplySafeHannity.com. 10% off. SimplySafeHannity.com.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
I get excited when we go to Santa's Wonderland. Sometimes my mommy takes me, and sometimes my Gigi takes me. When I get there, I like running and playing with the snow coming down. There's the reindeer and the candy cane, and Santa Claus is there. I love Santa's Wonderland.
Share the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Good morning, it's 626, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Fire officials say a 13-year-old boy trying to kill a bed bug, apparently just one, sparked an apartment building fire that displaced eight people and caused $300,000 worth of damage.
How do you kill a bed bug? I guess he just was trying to light it on fire? Is that what the deal was here?
Use a little alcohol first, okay. Started about 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Began when the teen lit a match after dousing a bed bug with alcohol. It would seem like the alcohol probably would do it all by itself.
Yeah.
Six apartment units damaged. Nobody was injured. Red Cross working to find housing for the adults. And
yikes.
So kids not very bright, doesn't sound
not
like.
The thing to do. You know, the idea is that you probably should let the professionals take care of that. a Tampa, we haven't had a story from Florida in a day.
Yeah.
So we may as well. A Tampa woman was jailed Thanksgiving morning after police said they caught her... Oh, answering the call of nature in the bushes. She said, I was drunk and PO'd.
That's what I was drunk
said.
And PO'd.
Yeah, she actually
okay.
said the word, but I figure okay. we don't need to be doing that. 46 years old, reportedly said that to officers as she was being arrested for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Jail information says she's a manager in Key West, Florida. Anyway, caught the attention of a passerby who called police, and she was drunk driving apparently prior to that.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, you know how that can be. So she decided that she'd just stop right there at 9:16 on Thanksgiving morning and take
oh,
care
wow.
of business. Yeah, I know.
Early.
Yeah, well, once again, though, it's it's Florida, and you wake up and you're in Florida, and then you have to do that. That's all, 628. Let me do some weather for you. It's a little bit chillier than I thought it was going to be, but as Rob told us, it's going to warm up as the day moves on. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com, about 73 or so. And actually, we're going to continue with this pattern all the way through the weekend. With a high temperature, again, probably 72 to 75. Low temperatures will be probably upper 40s to lower 50s. No mention of rain until we get to Sunday. Now, we got a little change there. It's going to start getting warmer next week. Monday, in fact, we're looking at near 80. But Anyhow, let's get to that point first. We have northwesterly winds right now at 5, 74% relative humidity, and under the fair skies, it's 48.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet model. See dealer for details.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A computer glitch in the computer system that allows American Airlines pilots to bid for time off based on seniority failed to limit requests for the upcoming Christmas travel season. That means that a much larger than normal number of the airliner's pilots are scheduled for vacation between December 17th and 31st. The pilots' union estimates 15,000 American Air flights could be at risk of being canceled, but the airline notes that it has a couple of weeks to fix the problem and ensures customers they will get where they need to go. Researchers have outlined positive data for two of the most advanced migraine drugs in development from Teva and Novartis Amgen partnership, reinforcing the promise of a new class of treatment for the debilitating headaches. The companies are in a heated race to win approval of their injections and provide relief to migraine patients, many of them women, who have lacked therapies dedicated to preventing the attacks. Crude oil trading at $57.78 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A plea agreement has been reached in a College Station murder that took place last year. Victor Garcia Loyo was sentenced to 50 years in prison after admitting to shooting his former girlfriend in her apartment. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says this followed an argument with Texas A&M senior Mary Carmen Octaviano.
She had wanted a change in the relationship and wanted to see other people, and he got very angry and he shot her multiple times.
Parsons says there was no evidence Loyo had a history of domestic violence.
We talked with friends of the victim and all the police reports, anything that we could find to try to look into the history. This was a one-time event.
Parsons says the victim's family was in agreement with the plea and sentence. The DA also says Loyo will be handed over to immigration officials after serving the murder sentence. College Station police has made an arrest in the theft of almost $12,000 of jewelry taken in a vehicle burglary last month.
26-year-old Johnny Roman was recognized on surveillance video by police as he shattered two windows to get inside an SUV parked outside a restaurant on October 6th. Roman was also arrested for five more vehicle burglaries, all at different locations, the night of October 23rd. According to arrest reports, a DPS trooper stopped a vehicle driven by Roman, which led to the recovery of $7,500 of property. According to online jail records, this is Roman's fourth time in jail in the last 12 months. The third arrest of a Brian man since February is for unlawful carrying of a weapon. Brian police responded to the area of South College and South Main Tuesday morning and confirmed the report of a man walking with an assault rifle. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old Robert Gangora Jr. also had a pistol in his jacket. Students arriving at Texas A&M's Abisa Dining Hall yesterday morning may have noticed what was left of two glass doors after they were shattered. According to the arrest report from University Police, an officer who was sent just after 3 a.m. found a man screaming loudly as he was kicking in the front doors. A man stopped after seeing the officer pull out his taser. An A&M student, 22-year-old Hayden Jones of College Station, was arrested for criminal mischief and public intoxication. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A problem with the scheduling software for American Airlines pilots could strand thousands of travelers during the holiday travel season.
A computer glitch means that about 15,000 American Airlines flights in December do not have a pilot scheduled to fly them. Billy Sanez with GoFlyMore.com says this is not the first time airlines have had to deal with problems with their technology.
You've seen American Airlines lose literally the entire system because of a self-service kiosk issue, or the airline being grounded like Southwest was when they had a router issue.
American Airlines says it's working to address the issue and it expects to avoid cancellations. The statement says American is offering pilots more money to pick up those flights and that it has reserve pilots to help cover flying in December. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
The U.S. House has followed the Senate in passing a resolution requiring lawmakers and staff to take anti-harassment training on a yearly basis. Congressman Bill Flores says it's also time to reveal how much taxpayer money has been paid to settle harassment claims and to identify the offenders.
Now, I don't think we ought to disclose the name of the claimant or the person who received the money to maintain privacy. But I do think at a minimum the taxpayers deserve to know that.
Flores says he did not know about the settlement fund, which has been around about 20 years until 2 weeks ago.
I wouldn't call it a cover-up, but I just think it's an inappropriate use of money without any transparency. So we've got to deal with that.
Flores, during our show, says it's time to change the culture in Washington.
That's going to require elections, I think. I think folks out in the real world are going to have to elect members of Congress that don't get involved in this crap.
The House passed its resolution on a voice vote. A 23-year teacher, coach, and administrator in the College Station School District is third in line to receive a kidney transplant. Co-workers of College View High School Assistant Principal Ronnie Helm have started an online fundraiser at youcaring.com.
Just thankful that I have the kind of co-workers that work with me and help.
College View instructor Lori Rath says the $25,000 goal will take care of expenses not covered by insurance.
He doesn't like to take help a lot of times. And so we've been trying to convince him to let us help him. And so we were actually amazed when he came and said, okay, maybe I will let y'all help me. And so my principal kind of said, hey, Laurie, do it. And so I got it set up.
A link to the fundraiser can be found at WTAW.com. Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels campaign has received a $5,000 check. The general manager at Barker's Heating and Cooling, Philip Burleson, made the check presentation during our show.
One of the things that we pride in is our quality, and Christmas is one of those things where family is really, you know, it's a quality time with the family and things that people remember, even as kids and adults.
Cash donations of any amount are welcomed by going to the website mychristmasangels.com. All the money goes towards gifts for children and special needs adults. You can also adopt angels at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 48 degrees. You can be part of the show. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends, or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its new exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. The Legacy of Ranching will be on display through January 7th, 2018. Don't miss the opportunity to share the legacy of ranching in Texas with a new generation. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, 639, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure leads the sunshine today, and even though we're cool this morning, temperatures will recover nicely to about, 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll warm back up to about 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, high pressure overhead. Skies are clear, 50 to 55. Weekend off to a nice start. Saturday, sunshine, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, all the speculation about the head coach, the new head football coach for Texas A&M, seems to be pointing to Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. Now, Fisher was asked plenty of questions by the media at his weekly press conference Monday. Last night, it was the fans' turn at his weekly radio call-in show.
Where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
We'll hear a little bit more of that fan asking him, where's the loyalty? Where's your loyalties lie? Or where do your loyalties lie? So we'll hear a little bit more from some of that radio show last night, as well as talking Aggie women's and men's hoops. All that more coming up in sports.
Now, there was a coach at a major college in Central Texas. Was he ever asked if he wanted to remain the head coach at that school?
By the media? I don't know.
Because, I mean, that's what we're talking about right here, is a show of loyalty.
Right.
And I just wonder if that particular coach was ever asked that question. Because I don't ever remember it happening, nor do I ever remember him saying he wanted to stay here. I'm just saying.
I guess I'm confused.
I'm saying that Kevin Sumlin never said he wanted to remain the coach at Texas A&M. Never said that. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
He was asked that.
When did I miss that?
That
he said he wanted to stay? He said he expected to stay.
Okay.
There's a difference, isn't there?
I would have to go back and listen to it. I know that he was basically asked, did he expect to come back?
Did he feel like
he needed, he deserved to come back?
Right. But he never expressed any desire. He never said, I love this place. This is my, any of that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Good point.
No, that's a point.
The other thing is, I can't see any other schools that have fired their coach to hire that coach. You know what I'm saying? Where is his name?
Yeah.
Where is his name? I'm not hearing his name anymore.
Talking about someone?
Yeah. Maybe they got something going on.
Well, and that was something else we're going to touch on with this coaching carousel. Arizona State seemed like it would be a perfect fit. That was a place that was interested in him and Kevin Sumlin coming from the University of Houston. But they seem to have found their man in Herm Edwards.
Yeah, well.
Which was really weird. But we'll talk a little bit more about that.
I guess we'll know when all the seasons are over,
Yeah, when the dust finally settles.
But enough about successful programs. Let's talk about teams that lose.
Okay.
Generally, the only parade thrown after the NFL season is for the Super Bowl winners. But a Cleveland man says if his Browns manage to make it through the season without a single win, the least he can do is throw a parade for them, thinking ahead. Chris McNeil has gotten the permits for a parade, and he's even started a GoFundMe page to raise money to pay for it. But there's still a chance the Browns could walk away with at least one win this season. Four of their seven remaining games are against losing teams. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I mean, finally, there's somebody who's willing to embrace them for what they are.
Yeah. Right.
And again,
well, it gets to a point in the season where they start actually becoming okay with losing because then their draft status goes up.
It's a go in the tank because of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and again, it'll be after the season, and unless they wait till spring, the weather probably won't be that hospitable in Cleveland.
Right.
True. And will it be like a three-block parade, and how many players would show up? I mean, who shows up in a parade for losers?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how big this parade would actually be.
I mean, if
it,
you give anybody a reason to party, they're going to do it.
Well, that's the other thing. I like the fact that at least he's doing that. All right, so we had a little bit this morning on apparently now Congress they're really going to sit down and have some sort of sexual harassment training.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
How's that going to work?
It's going to be an online thing that you can watch. So everyone has them at work. They're online work trainings. You go through and you just click, 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 click. You answer some questions at the end, which you have to pass. And if you don't pass, you just take them over again. It's like defensive driving.
Yeah. Well, but at defensive driving, they make you like answer a question every 4 or 5 minutes.
True.
To make sure
they kind of keep
left
you.
The computer.
And then they make you take coffee breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this probably won't be that intense. No.
When asked if you had sexual relations with your aide, you say, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman."
Exactly right. Or something like
that. Yeah. Something
was,
to that.
I was out of the room when that question popped up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Man, that makes me feel better that they are really going to get to the bottom of this program.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's a problem there. We don't know how big a problem it is.
That fund still just blows my mind.
Well, it is. And, of course, that's what I asked the congressman
and
yesterday.
And then how do they not know about it?
Yeah, and again, it's just a line item in the budget.
Just kind of bizarre.
I guess they don't know about it until they have to use it.
Yeah. Well.
I'm guessing now they know.
Yeah.
Guess they know. All right, so... For some reason, this Matt Lauer thing sticks in my craw.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of reasons. Okay, another statement came out this morning. Okay?
Yes.
This is Matt's statement. Mm-hmm. This is Savannah Guthrie again, Matt's buddy. And here we go.
We just moments ago received a statement from Matt, and let me read it to you.
Sure.
There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue.
Wait a minute.
Some.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
You do not say in that statement some of these things aren't true.
Yeah. And mischaracterizations.
You either say all of them are or I am deeply, deeply sorry.
Well, and that's the thing is, I mean, out of all of this stuff that's coming out, no one's denying outright that things have happened. I guess Roy Moore kind of did, but everyone else has just said, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's all been so, which means it's happening.
Yes.
And the stuff, I read the Variety article about Matt Lauer having a button on his desk so he could lock his door without having to get up to ensure privacy. I mean, just all sorts of like creepy things.
And I guess, and that's when we found out, and maybe those were the charges, if you will, the incidents that NBC found out about, because we knew, boom, he was gone.
Yeah.
So that meant that had to be irrefutable evidence. And yeah, when you're starting to talk about that sort of thing.
Now, what's interesting is NBC is saying this is the first that we've heard of it, and many of these women are saying, no. We've, like, there have been, you know, people have come forward in the past and just been kind of, you know, they've protected Matt over the last 20 years.
And, then you got Geraldo Rivera coming out and saying all sorts of crazy stuff via Twitter.
I didn't know that. What did he do?
So Geraldo Rivera came out and he was mentioning a lot of stuff about Matt Lauer, just basically trying to defend him say what a great guy he was and how it's terrible that...
Well, has he ever been sexually assaulted by Matt Lauer?
Right, exactly.
Right. So, no, of course,
then,
that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, so...
But his tweets, he says, sad about at Matt Lauer, great guy, highly skilled and empathetic with
Doesn't
guests.
Doesn't matter.
And a real gentleman to my family and me. News is a flirty business.
What?
And it seems like current epidemic
news
of...
News is not a flirty business.
Hashtag...
What does that mean?
I'm not agreeing. Just let me...
I know.
Hashtag sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation. What about hashtag Garrison Keillor?
Keillor,
him too.
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera completely just, well, what else is new? Inserts foot in mouth.
Yeah, I just made a comment yesterday. I was like, you know, we're not talking about working in a bar or a strip club. You're working at a news outlet, a national media outlet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a flirty business.
Well, but now, sports is a flirty business, at least with me. I just
but now get this.
Can't help it.
This is from 2012, okay?
Okay.
2012.
5 years ago.
Exactly. There's a show called Watch What Happens Live. Do we know about this?
Yes.
Andy Cohen. Okay.
Yes. It's on Bravo.
Right. Andy Cohen asked Katie Couric to play Plead the Fifth.
Okay.
A frequently played game on the Bravo show in which celebrity guests are asked 3 questions and can pass on only one.
Okay.
For the final question, Cohen asked Katie Couric about Matt Lauer's most annoying habit.
Oh.
Here is the audio from, again, and that's why I want to play it, because this is from 2012, and this is how they were treating the situation.
You co-hosted the Today Show with Matt Lauer for 15 years. What is Matt's most annoying habit?
He pinches me on the
Wow! I wouldn't have a problem with that. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Katie Couric did not leave a bit.
Okay, so, I mean, they're laughing and joking about him pinching her rear end.
Yeah.
And I'm not defending this guy in any way, shape, or form, but how does that end up being funny? Shouldn't somebody at that point have gone, why are we employing this guy?
Yeah.
And that was 5 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
So it's clear that, and again, not just zeroing in on him because he's... But
no,
it's
just the latest
things.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, he did two stupid things. He tried to say some of these things aren't true, and this is not the time when you say that. And then we find out that they were kind of laughing about it on a Bravo show. Shows how the culture's changed.
Yeah.
There we are at 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Drive through older neighborhoods with fine landscaping. Notice how handsome the big old live oaks are, most especially at this time of year. All the other trees are going bare, but there they are, the live oaks, finally having their chance to show off their glories, the majesty of live oaks, in today's Plant Talk Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I've always said that I'd rather have a tree or shrub that looked great 92% of the time instead of one that's at 100% while it's blooming and 15% when it's not. That 92% is the consistency that live oaks bring to their surroundings, and you can see it better now than at any other time of the year. On anyone's list, live oaks, Quercus virginiana, are among the top 10 of Texas shade trees. In fact, some would put them in the premier position. They're adapted to all kinds of soil, shallow, deep, rocky, clay, sandy, acidic, or alkaline. They're readily available in a variety of sizes, and they're fairly easy to establish and grow. However, there also are some downsides to live oaks in urban garden designs. For example, they become massive. Mature live oaks may be 40 or 45 feet tall and 70 or 75 feet wide. That means your tree could cover all of your front yard and 10 or 15 feet of your neighbors. Safely said, live oaks do need their space. Live oaks are genetically different from one tree to the next. You'll see it in their leaf sizes. Some live oaks have leaves that would cover the palm of your hand. Others have leaves that are no larger than a guy's pinky finger. And it's been my unscientific observation that the large leaf live oaks tend to develop into more rounded mature growth forms, while the small leaf trees are more likely to have arching, almost weeping branches. Live oaks are moderate growers. Don't plant them expecting to have fast-growing shade trees. By the same token, however, live oaks usually outlive the fast trees by a factor of 10 or 20 times. There are thousands of live oaks in Texas that were here several hundred years ago. The Goose Island oak near Rockport was 500 years old when Columbus landed. That's the type of tree that you plant as a living memorial. A small percentage of our live oak specimens will develop root sprouts. When they first show up, they'll look like chance seedlings, but you'll soon realize that they haven't sprouted from acorns. They're attached to umbilical roots from the mother tree. And because they are a part of that mother tree, you cannot apply herbicides to kill them without putting the large tree at risk, and that is a nightmare. So hopefully you'll find one that doesn't have that propensity. Otherwise, live oaks are fabulous. I'm Neil Sperry. Help in controlling eroding soils in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 6:54. Well, all signs in the Texas A&M football head coaching search seem to be pointing to Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. Now, Fisher was asked plenty of questions about his job by the media at his press conference Monday, and last night it was the fans' turn at his radio call-in show.
Jimbo,
yes, sir.
Very excited when you came on board with the program, very excited to have you as the offensive coordinator, very excited when you became the head coach.
Yes, sir.
It's been kind of a tough season.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a lot of your press conferences and how you would talk about how we need to be committed to the program and keep cheering for the team, and we need to be talking about that, about loyalty to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
Audio is courtesy of YouTube channel Single Shot. Now, he was the fan was redirected out of the radio show. Reports say that Fisher will coach the Seminoles' regular season finale this Saturday against Louisiana Monroe, and a decision is not expected to be made until next week. Now, many thought former Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin would be going to Arizona State, but the Sun Devils seem to have their eye on former NFL head man Herm Edwards. Edwards had two head coaching stints in the NFL, going 54-74 with the New York Jets and Kansas City Chiefs. The 63-year-old has spent the last 9 years as an ESPN analyst. And Tennessee is still looking for its head man. It was reported early yesterday that the Volunteers were close to signing Purdue's Jeff Brohm, but the deal fell through. Tennessee AD John Curry reportedly met with NC State's Dave Dorian yesterday afternoon. Andriel Howard scored a career-high 23 points to go along with 13 rebounds, and the 18th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team edged Rice 82-76 last night.
Definitely yesterday wasn't my shooting night. I just came in more focused than I was, and I knew that this was a really good team, and I had to help my team out in order to get the win.
Andriel got by with some help from her friends. Danny Williams scored 19 points, and Kennedy Carter added 17 points and a team-high 7 assists as the ladies improved to 6-1. On the guys' side of the court, the 9th-ranked Aggs are at Reed tonight to host UT Rio Grande Valley. Big man Tyler Davis says it's good to be back home.
It feels great. We've been traveling so much that even when we had our last home game against Pepperdine, I was like, man, this doesn't even feel like home game. Like, we've been on the move so much, it just feels like another game. But, yeah, it feels good to kind of slow it down a little bit, get a nice home game in and a couple practices before we go to Arizona.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Vaqueros is tonight at 7 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW as well as RadioAggieland.com. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 41 points, his most ever as a Spur, and San Antonio downed the Memphis Grizzlies last night 104-95. Here's Coach Greg Popovich on Aldridge's performance.
The same as all year. He's been an all-star. Just the defensive end, the offensive end, being a leader, everything combined. He's been fantastic, and he did it again tonight.
Elsewhere, James Harden rolled off 29 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Houston Rockets bested the Indiana Pacers 118-97, and the Dallas Mavericks couldn't get it done against the Brooklyn Nets as they fell 109-104. Well, the Dallas Cowboys will look to keep their playoff hopes alive when they entertain a fellow 5-6 team, the Washington Redskins, tonight. Boys owner Jerry Jones was asked if this is a must-win for his squad.
The numbers are catching up with us. We can add like everybody else can. And look at what we need to probably do to be in the wild card. And certainly this weekend's a big part of it.
Cowboys have dropped three straight games, all by 20-plus points or more. Kickoff against the Skins is tonight at 7:25. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And the Dallas Stars go for their second straight road win as they head to Chicago tonight to take on the Blackhawks. The puck drops at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Little paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Choose your angel, shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 13th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, weather's going to be okay out there today. It's going to warm up. And actually, we're going to have a high temperature today. Probably all week long, we're going to have high temperatures. Probably 72, 73, something like that. Low temperatures will be in the lower 50s, probably. Chance of showers as we get on through the weekend. So we'll see if that actually develops. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about a club membership for year-round discounts on service and repairs. Malik, making a difference. Go to malikservice.com. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.